It's almost the weekend. That means new movies and our weekly digest of what critics are saying about them as compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Legan with Summary Judgment.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, all three of today's releases have leprechauns in them shouting, "Where's me pot of gold?" Okay, I lied. No leprechauns. But two of them have something rarer. Darn good reviews. First up in wide release, we have the much-anticipated action thriller V for Vendetta. The Wachowski brothers of Matrix fame have adapted the much-beloved graphic novel about a mysterious masked man named V who fights a futuristic corrupt government. Hugh Weaving and Natalie Portman star.
You have one chance and only one chance to save your life. You must tell us the identity or whereabouts of codename V.
There's been some controversy over this project because V's actions have been seen as terrorism by some, but most of the nation's critics applaud the movie for its power and emotion. Premiere Magazine raves, a compelling, rousing, and at times strangely moving entertainment. The Philadelphia Inquirer finds V for Vendetta a lot of dark Orwellian fun. And even though the Toronto Globe and Mail calls it V for very, very ordinary, the majority agree with Time Magazine, which shouts, it's a terrific movie. Next up in limited release, we have the political comedy Thank You for Smoking. Aaron Eckhart stars as a tobacco industry spokesman who will stop at nothing to promote his product. William H. Macy and Maria Bello also star.
If your parents told you that chocolate was dangerous, would you just take their word for it?
No.
Exactly. So perhaps instead of acting like sheep when it comes to cigarettes, you should find out for yourself.
Overall, the critics cough and hack their support. The Hollywood Reporter wheezes, the movie is amusing and clever, but only skin deep. Yet the New York Times says Thank You for Smoking is glibly funny and eager to please, and USA Today really lights up the wittiest dark comedy of the year. And we close with the wide-release teen comedy, She's the Man. Amanda Bynes stars as a girl who dresses as a guy because, well, that's what Shakespeare wrote. That's right, folks. Twelfth Night is finally done properly.
No one breaks up over a stupid soccer issue, okay? Can you just be a girl for 5 seconds, huh?
For 5 seconds? Okay, first of all, it's not a stupid soccer issue, and you're a jerk.
Methinks thy critics are torn asunder by this lad, lass they call Bynes. Even though the LA Times cheers, there's a sweetness about it that wins you over. The Hollywood Reporter warns of unconvincing slapstick aimed at 12-year-olds and gags Shakespeare would have found ancient. And the Washington Post snaps that She's the Man is another gatecrasher at the Let's Do a Mediocre Update of Shakespeare party. To be fair, I went back and researched the original reviews of the premiere of Twelfth Night, and did you know his working title was also She's the Man? And many of the 16th century critics slammed the bard for pandering to the 18 to 34 demographic.
Mark Jordan Legan, a writer and Shakespearean scholar living in Los Angeles.